Now, we're going to turn to Africa. Yesterday was the deadline set by Niger's neighbours for military coup leaders to reinstate the country's president or face consequences. The ECOWAS group of West African countries made the demand following the coup on the 26th of July. But Niger's new military regime says it's going nowhere and in the last few hours has closed the country's airspace. Well, we're joined by Declan Walsh, the New York Times chief Africa correspondent who's in Nairobi in Kenya. Thank you very much, Declan, for joining us. Tell us, what is the latest there from Niger?
As you say, the junta just announced this morning that they're closing the country's airspace. They earlier issued a statement warning that what they said were foreign powers were preparing an attack on Niger and that any attempt to fly over Niger would be met with what they said it would be an immediate response. It's really not clear, I guess, whether there is an imminent military intervention plan, as had been threatened, even though the defense chiefs of those West African states had drawn up possible military plans for the use of force last week. But I guess we're really seeing both sides in this confrontation digging their heels in. These regional countries threatening war if the coup isn't reversed, and the junta leaders, as you said, saying that they're going nowhere and that they're prepared to fight to defend their own power.
And this decision to close the airspace over Niger by the junta, have they the capacity to defend their skies against foreign aggression?
Well, you know, it's a complicated question. I mean, it's Niger has one of the better trained militaries in the region, but it's also a country that is host to about 2,600 American and French troops, as well as a number of drone bases. So it seems like at the least those drone operations have probably stopped right now. The country does have air defenses, but it's also a question of what the unity of the Nigerian military is. There's been some suggestions that there are parts of the Nigerian military that haven't quite gone along with this coup. But as with a lot of what's happened in the last couple of days, that's really unclear. And what we see is both sides grandstanding and really trying to raise the stakes in this confrontation.
Well, how do you feel or how do you think this crisis is going to develop in the coming hours and days?
I think a big focus right now is going to be on Nigeria. Its president, Bola Tinubu, is the head of ECOWAS, that grouping of regional states that's been threatening a war. He's the one who really has really made it clear that the Niger crisis is a red line for him. There's been so many military coups in West Africa in the last two or three years. He's saying that there can't be one more. But he did have a big setback over the weekend when his own parliament, the Senate, passed a motion in which it sort of discouraged military intervention and really urged him to try and go down the diplomatic route. So I think the next step, the next move really is with ECOWAS, with this regional group, to see whether they've got the military unity and whether they've got the stomach for a fight in Niger, which is a country, you know, which has a relatively strong military, which has been trained by Western forces for the last number of years.
Declan Walsh, New York Times chief Africa correspondent, thank you for joining us this lunchtime.